Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Favorite radio program coming to you live on this great and wonderful night that the God has given us. At whatever time you may listen to this program, we pray that you be inspired, be encouraged. God loves us so much. God loves you so much. He wants us to come into that oneness and that fellowship with him. Praise God. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullets, or whatever you may be going through? It may be a sickness that seems incurable. It may be a financial need that you just don't seem to break through. But God is there waiting for you to reach out to him. He'll step into every situation, and he'll make everything, all things right. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let's go to the throne room. Heavenly Father, you are so gracious, oh God. You are so kind to us, oh God. You are more to us than we are to ourselves. God, we come to praise you, to give you all the glory, the honor that's due unto your name. Father, there's no one else like you, Father. Oh God, we can trust you, God, with our lives, oh God, with our soul, oh God. We can trust you, oh God, for anything that tries to, oh God, pull us on and tear us, oh, from you, oh God. As we keep our minds centered upon you, O God, teach us, O God. O Father, strengthen us, O God. O Father God, lead us, O God. O God, in the way that you would have us to go, God. Remove every dead thing from us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. O Father, we worship you. Father, if our children have gone astray, God, we place them in your hands, O God, that you will bring them back, O God. And that which the devil has stolen, O God, we curse it in the name of Jesus and cause him to, and tell him to give it up. O God, we take back everything, O, that the devil has stolen. He may have tried to steal our marriages, but God, we take them back. We take back our husband, our wives. We take back everything, oh God, that the devil has tried to take from us. And God, Father God, you told us to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our lives. Oh God, reveal yourself to us. Make yourself real to us tonight, oh God, because we need you, Lord God, in a mighty way, oh God. Oh Father God, in our country, God, we need you, Lord. We need you in our homes, oh God. We need you on in every aspect of our lives, oh God. And God, we don't ever want to be without you, Father. We don't ever, oh God, want you to take your spirit from us, oh God. So endow us, oh God, with more and more of your Holy Spirit, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you for your grace, oh God, so it is because it is extended, oh God. We thank you that we can come before you and praise you. We thank you, God, because you said in everything to give thanks, for this is the will of God that concerneth us, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, that nowhere weapons formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, God, that everything that tries to rise up against us, it shall utterly fall. Thank you, Father God, oh God, for pouring in the oil and the wine, oh God, and healing us, oh God, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. Thank you, oh God, for your matchless power. Thank you, oh God, oh Father God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, for giving us Jesus, who is seated on the right hand, making intercession for us. We thank you, Lord God, that you didn't leave us alone. Thank you, oh God, that you have loved us with an everlasting love. Oh God, there is no love like your love, God. Oh God, there is no one, God, that can protect us and care for us, oh God. Oh God, even though we have our husbands and wives, they cannot protect us and care for us like you can, God. Oh God, you are our great high priest. Oh God, we look unto you, Jesus, because you are our great high priest. Oh God, God, there's nothing higher than you. There's nothing lower than you. There's nothing wider than you. Oh, praise God. And we sing and we lift up our hallelujahs to you, oh Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Oh, come on and magnify the Lord with me, for he is gracious and he is kind. Yes, he is. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise him in the highest. Oh, praise him, praise him, praise him for that son. Praise him for that daughter. Praise him for that mother. Praise him that they're going to be delivered from drugs and alcohol. Praise him for every hurt that we have encountered. Praise him for those that are behind prison walls are going to be set free. Praise him for healing in every aspect of our daily walk. God, you are the author. God, you are the author of our lives. Healing is the children's bread, God. You said it, God. God, we rely upon your word because you said your word will lead us and guide us into all truth. Thank you for your word, God, because it is you, God. And God, oh God, oh Father, in you, God, there's liberty, God. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for loving us, oh God, with an everlasting love, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that we can encourage others, oh God, in your word, God, so because it's so pure, so true, God. Oh God, your word will not lie to us, God. Thank you. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord, oh Father God, for what you have done, oh God, for us, oh God. Oh, you paid a price, oh God. Oh God, a debt that we couldn't pay, God. Yes, God, you hung and died on an old rugged cross, oh God. Oh God, to pay a debt, God, for us, oh God. Thank you, Father. Oh, we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Our praises go up to you tonight, oh God. Our hallelujahs go up to you. The highest praise, the highest praise, the highest praise. We give it to you, Lord, because you told us to praise you, Lord. Yes, Lord, and we'll do so, God. Oh, God, we want to be obedient to you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, to your will and your ways, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's beautiful. Oh, he's wonderful. Oh, he's magnificent. He's awesome. Yes, he is. Praise God. Praise God. Nothing like the presence of the Holy Spirit ruling and dwelling in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to his name. Praise God. Oh, glory to the King. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. We lift up every mother tonight that is all suffering from loss of a child. Oh, that's been shot down by a bullet. The way we sing our hallelujahs. send up those hallelujahs for her in Jesus' name, that she be comforted, and oh, that she receive the peace that passes all understanding. Oh God, you got everything in control. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Nothing like the praises of the Almighty King. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to turn you over to my co-host, Sister Peggy Biden. And, oh, she is so sweet. You could never have someone as your co-host, as my co-host. She is the most precious one. And I just want y'all to keep her in prayer. Because, you know, we all fight those devils in some kind of way. But, oh, but he can't have us. Because our hand is in Jesus' hand. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to her, and I'll be right back. Praise God. Sister Peggy.
Why, thank you, Pastor. And this is God's Favorite Radio Program with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Phone number is 504-347-5797. On Sunday nights at 7 p.m., call someone and tell them to call this number, area code 714-409-0578, and listen in to our great program. On Friday nights, we have Victorious Living at 7 p.m. with Minister Janice Williams. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. Be a great listener because you will be blessed. Tonight our prayer requests are for people that have pain in their arms. Yes, arthritis is one of the big things of this world, and many of us suffer from it. And just remember, God is always on the throne. He hears every prayer. We pray for partners. We pray for people that's in our neighborhood that has problems. Isn't it wonderful that we have a God that we can come to and we can bring our trials and temptations to him? He's there. He's a great listener. He's a healer. He's a divine person. We can come to him. And let's not forget to praise him. In Psalm 66, it says, everything on earth, shout with joy to God. Sing about his glory. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, your works are amazing because your power is great. Your enemies fall before you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Come and see what God has done. The amazing things he has done for people. He turned the sea into dry land. The people crossed the river on foot. So let us rejoice because of what he did. He rules forever with his power. He keeps his eye on the nation, so people should not turn against him. You people, praise our God. Loudly sing his praise. He protects our lives and does not let us be defeated. God, you have tested us. You have purified us like silver. You let us be trapped and put a heavy load on us. You let our enemies walk on our heads. We went through the fire and the flood, but you brought us to a place with good things. I will come to your temple with burnt offerings. I will give you what I promised, things I promised when I was in trouble. I will bring you offerings of fat animals, and I will offer sheep, bulls, goats. All of you who fear God, come and listen, for I will tell you what he has done for me. I cry out to him with my mouth and praise him with my tongue. If I had known of any sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened to me. But God has listened. He has heard my prayer. Praise God. Who did not ignore my prayer or hold back his love for me? Isn't it wonderful that God does not hold back our prayers? And he does answer us in the time that we call, and in his time, he will. He listens to those prayers. So keep those prayers going up. Keep the praise going up. Yes, we all go through trials, temptation, but we can thank God today that he is a loving God. He is a God that hears and answers prayers. Remember to pray for your neighbors. Remember to pray for protection. Remember to pray for your country. And remember to call this number, 714-409-0578, on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. and on Friday nights at 7 p.m. because it's God's favorite radio program, giving you an uplift for the week. Call your prayer request in, call, and we will pray and get you to the throne of God where he can hear and agree with you on your prayers, and he will answer them. Remember, God loves you, and so do we. Pastor Vivian George.
Thank you so much, Sister Peggy. Thank you so much. Praise God. Our topic tonight is going to be on the sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice. There is a sacrifice of praise that we need to make unto God, because the devil is trying to tear us and pull us in every way that he can. So, you know, God made us. I always tell you, God made us to praise him. And to tear down and through some of these barriers that keep sticking his head up in our way, we have to make a sacrifice. We have to make a sacrifice of praise. Praise is the beginning. And then we goes into the word and read the word and eat it and let it digest in our spirits as well. But our first commandment was from God was to praise him. He created us to praise him. So we're going to go into the sacrifice tonight, praise God, of praise. Let me tell you, once you learn how to step into the sacrifice of praise, you can ward off those demon spirits that's trying to overthrow you, that's trying to come in and take from you. I'm telling you, your praise is warfare in your praise. Praise God. And we ought to always praise him. No matter where we are, we can just be praising him in our mind, in our spirit. No one will even have to know that we are praising our God, because it is so beneficial for us. Praise God. I also want you to pray for a dear friend of mine who's been in the, she lived in the living center, but she's in the hospital. She was very weak, and she may be going into the nursing home if the Lord release her. But we just pray that she get a release, Sister Helena Thomas, a great friend of mine, praise God. So we are praising God that she's going to come out of this thing. She's 80-something years old now, but God is still in the raising up business. Praise God. So we're going to talk about the sacrifice of praise. The idea of sacrifice is everywhere in the Bible. God always talking about sacrifices. The principle of sacrifice was first established in the Old Testament. It began immediately after the origin sin of Adam and Eve. Praise God. God required that Cain and Abel bring a sacrifice to him. Abel offered the animal sacrifice that was pleasing to the Lord. Cain offered the Lord the first part of his harvest, the fruit of the ground. But this was unacceptable. As a result, Cain killed Abel out of jealousy. Jealousy. is what we have a lot in the church today. We have a lot of jealousy. So you see where it came from. It hinders us. Praise God. Praise God. The first murder in the Bible occurred because of religious division. We have religious division in the church. How much of it? Praise God. It has become the pattern for division between true faith and false faith throughout history. Those who would come to God with the fruit of their hands have always been fighting those who come to God on the principle of faith. The spirit of Cain and the spirit of Abel are still alive in the church today. Yes, we can see it so vividly. We don't have to wonder if it's there. We can see. We don't know how to love each other as we should. We don't know how to talk to each other as we should. We are jealous because this one has a position and we don't. There are so many things in the church that is hindering in the church. And we don't want to see ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. What is important to notice is that God requires a sacrifice. He required a sacrifice from us. All of us. When God asked for a sacrifice, he asked the people to bring the very best of their substance and to present it in a very special, specific manner to the Lord as an offering. There were several sacrificial animals that were offered to God in the tabernacle of Moses. The Most High priest had to offer a bull for the cleansing of his own sin. A ruler of the people had to offer a ram. The people themselves could bring a lamb or a goat. The poor people in Jesus' time often brought doves to the temple. But the purpose for each sacrifice was the same God demanded as the shedding of innocent blood for the covering of man's sin. He instituted that principle when he shed the blood of innocent animals and took their skin to cover the nakedness of Adam and Eve in the garden. This is an awesome concept. God's holiness could not be violated. His holiness had to be perpetuated. To do that, the blood of an innocent sacrifice had to be shed. God's laws have not changed. When Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sin 2,000 years ago, he propitiated the holiness of God. He satisfied God's justice. The blood sacrifice performed at Calvary became the final sacrifice for man's sin. God, Jesus, has shed his blood on Calvary for man's sin. We don't have to bring the bulls and the goats anymore. We can bring ourselves and make a sacrificial offering unto God, asking him to forgive us of our sins. Although the need for blood sacrifice was fulfilled at Calvary, the principle of sacrifice has not been abolished in the New Testament. We can still bring sacrifices. The principle of sacrifice originated in the heart of God. God continues to require a sacrifice from his children. If we look at Hebrews 13 and 15, and it says, "Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually." We are to use our lips, our hands, and whatever we have to praise God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Are we using our lips Are we using whatever we can to praise God? God wants us to praise him. We were created for that. God knows that we must give in order to receive. He wants us to have abundance. God does not want you to live in lack. He wants you to have abundance. But first, he requires a sacrifice of some sort. Praise God. This is what happens when we give unto the Lord. He makes a sacrifice. We give until it hurts. Our sacrifice triggers the laws of God. God, in return, blesses us, and we become the receiver of his abundance. Now you understand how to receive the abundance from God. He said, give. Give. And if you give, he will withhold no good thing from those that walk upright before him. Praise God. Let's look at Abraham's trial of faith. Abraham and David clearly understood the principle of sacrifice. Abraham, the father of faith, walked with God for many years. When he was 75 years of age, God promised Abraham and Sarah that they would have a son. For 24 years, they endeavored to believe God, but nothing happened. And I'm saying this to say, you may have asked God for something for so many years, and still it has not happened. You may have made sacrifice for so many years, but it still haven't happened. God is still in the miracle working business. He still is seeing if you're going to have faith like Abraham did. Abraham had faith. Abraham trusted God. Abraham was a man of faith. Praise God. He promised Abraham, and didn't he come through for Abraham and Sarah, even if it was in their old age? Praise God. They decided they would create their own solution. How many times do we step in and want to help God? Oh, it's taking so long. It's taking so long. I'm going to do it this way and that way. And we want to change the order of God. And God can't do nothing with us but let us go on and bump our heads. We go ahead and knock our head up against rocks and bricks. And when we run into a dead end, we call and cry out again. And God is right there waiting for us to pick us up and clean us up and get us back on the right track. Abraham took unto himself Hagar, the bondmaid, and Ishmael was born. Many of us would try to offer God an Ishmael when he demands an Isaac, a son of faith. At 99 years old, God appeared to Abraham and Sarah and told them that they would have this son that he promised them. 1 year later, Isaac was born. Praise God. The name Isaac means laughter. God will give you joy for mourning, he said. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's having faith and trusting in God. Praise God. It seemed that Abraham and Sarah had laughed when God made the original pronouncement. But it was God who had the last laugh when Isaac was born. Praise God. The devil does not want you to laugh. The devil, the enemy, wants you to be oppressed, depressed, and not trust in God. Isaac was the joy of his father Abraham's heart. For years, Abraham had looked out at the stars of the heavens and gazed at the sands of the desert and remembered the promise of God. God had said, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is up on the seashore. Now the promise had been fulfilled. Abraham's heart was full to overflowing. Never had there been a child as fine as Isaac. Never had there a young man looked so handsome and stood up so upright. I know in the eyes, never in the eyes of him for that first child. You know how it is when it is for the first child. God can do the same thing for us today. I don't care what you trust in God for. I'm not trusting God for a child, but there are many other Isaacs in our lives that we need God to fulfill. Praise God, and God will do it. He said, have faith. Have faith in God. Don't let your faith waver. God has given us so many things and told us so many things in the Word about our faith. How our faith is to be stayed on Him. Praise God. One day recorded in Genesis 22, God came to Abraham and said, I want you to take Isaac, the son you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and I want you to offer Isaac as a burnt offering upon the mountain. In absolute obedience, God wants obedience from us. Another sacrifice. Abraham immediately saddled his animal and took the young men with him and his son and went up to the place that God had told him about. He still kept his faith in God, no matter how it felt in his heart that he didn't want to lose that one and only son. But Abraham obeyed God. Obey God. Obey God in your sacrifice of prayer. Abraham said to the young men, you stay here with the animal. I and the boy will go yonder to worship. If you have to get away from someone, if you just need to get into your secret closet, and you need to go and worship, find that place where you can just worship you and God. You and God. And tell God all about it. Pour out your heart to Him. The heart of Abraham was very heavy. He didn't know what was going to happen. Yet he was willing to make an ultimate sacrifice. He was willing to give God the pride of his life, the joy of his heart, even though it seemed contrary to all the promises of God. Abraham was willing to obey God. And what I'm saying to you is obey God in your sacrifice of praise, in worship unto Him. First do that. And I just believe God is going to answer some prayers, open up some doors where there seemeth to be no way. And Isaac and his father went up into the mountain. Isaac asked his father, where is the lamb? Abraham turned and said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. How profound those words were. God will provide himself a lamb. Jesus came as the eternal Lamb of God. Suddenly there was an angel. I taught you a lesson how God will send an angel. There was an angel that stopped Abraham and told him that God is pleased because Abraham has not withheld anything from the Lord. God had an angel there for Abraham to keep him from killing his only son that he loved so well that he had given him. Praise God. It is a sacrifice of this kind that touches the heart of God. God was able to bless Abraham's seed and make him because Abraham understood God's principle of sacrifice. Abraham gave first and received later. See, we want to receive something from God right then. Right then, we want to receive. We want everything to happen for us on a right-away basis. But I am showing you tonight where it took all these many years before Abraham received, he and his wife received the promise. They were 90-something years old. Who would have ever thought? Another great example of sacrifice is seen in the Bible of David in 2 Samuel 24 and in 1 Chronicles 21. David, contrary to the command of God, has sinned in numbering the people of Israel. The wrath of God was kindled against him, and the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel. A death angel began to stretch his hand over Jerusalem to destroy it. The Bible says that David grieved and repented before God, and God responded to David's repentance and commanded David to offer a sacrifice in a special way and a specific way. God might demand for you to offer a sacrifice in a specific way. He wants you to hear his voice. He wants you to believe when he speaks and to hear when he speaks. Praise God. The Lord said to build an altar on the threshing floor of Ormon the Jebusite. This was a challenge in disguise. Ornan was a farmer. He was in the midst of threshing wheat. If David were to build an altar in the middle of the threshing floor, that would shut down Ornan's threshing operation. Praise God. Hallelujah. When Ornan realized the command of God to David, he immediately offered his threshing floor to David at no cost. He begged David to take the threshing floor and even offered his own oxen for burnt offering and the threshing floor instruments for wood sacrifice. Would you offer all that you have to someone else? What would you have done? Would you would have been selfish, jealousy, creep in or whatever to keep you from offering your last sacrifice? Well, this is what happened here. Praise God. But God always steps in. God always steps in when we're going to do something that God knows is a bit too much. David, at the point, was faced with great temptation. Everything that God had demanded, he had been offered by Ornan. But David realized that the oxen, the threshing instrument, the threshing floor, all belonged to Ornan. God had demanded a sacrifice of David, not to Ornan. Praise God. He was an easy way to satisfy the demands of God without the without that sacrifice touching his own life. We always can do things so it won't touch us. But let it touch others. God want to touch you, your life. You're the one asking God to step into your situation, but you don't want to be hurt and crushed in the midst of it. God wants to take you through the crushing. Go through the hurts. Go through the fire, but you won't be burned. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead. And praise God. David realized that the key of sacrifice involved himself. Praise God. He had to make the sacrifice. He realized it would be an insult to the character of God to offer sacrifice that had cost him nothing. So David brought a sacrifice that would truly be a sacrifice. David was a giver and just not a receiver. He understood the key, the underlying principle of all sacrifice. It must touch their flesh. It is something we must do in spite of the way we feel. We must do things sometimes, and we don't want to do it. We don't want anything to touch our flesh, to make our flesh hurt. But David did. David did. He let his own flesh hurt. And see, that's where the church is today. They don't want to hurt. They don't want to do anything that will cause pain. And I can tell you, I'm one of them. I don't want to give until it hurts. I don't want to. But sometimes God presses us. And when we read that word, we have to stand up on it and give it anyway. Oh, but God, I have heard people say, oh, but God, you know, I have this bill that needs to be paid. Oh, God, you know, I need this and I need that. Oh, I got to go and purchase this and that. They have so many plans that they are planning to do. And God is saying, you're not listening to me. I want you to give until it hurts. And sometimes we run from God. We run from him, and we'll do like some of the other men of old. They ran from God. Take, for instance, Zacchaeus. When he saw Jesus coming, he ran and jumped up into a sycamore tree so he can watch Jesus pass so Jesus wouldn't deal with him. But Jesus knows us right where we are. He knows when we be disobedient to him. He knows what he has told us to do. He knows that we are being disobedient children. He knows everything. He's an all-knowing God. And he's saying to us, and we don't want to hear. He's saying, you didn't obey me. I told you to bring a sacrifice till it hurts, and you didn't want it to hurt. I'm not trying to hurt you. I want to give you more. I want to open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, but I can't do it because you don't want to give what I told you to give. I told you to go over and bless the neighbor at the end of the street, and you didn't do it. I told you to go over to the church and bless the pastor, but you didn't do it. I told you to not to ever forget the poor. But you didn't do it. You cried out and made an excuse, but I'm poor myself. You have made all kinds of excuses why you didn't give. You didn't bring that sacrifice as God. He said, I didn't tell you to bring a lamb. I didn't tell you to bring a goat. I didn't tell you to go sacrifice someone's blood. But I told you to give out of what I have blessed you with. Isn't that awesome? Give of your time, your spirit, all give. Oh, my God. God is calling us to give even to more today. And when I think about the poor, God said, Don't ever forget the poor. Do we pray for the poor every day? Do we pray for them every day? We have to make a sacrifice and go find someone that is very poor, that is in need, and give to them and show love. You see, God's love, that's another thing. God's love is so immeasurable, and God wants his love to be shown through us throughout all generations. Because his love, he said, if we don't love them whom we see each day, how can we say that we love him? His love is giving. His love is caring for others. His love is pouring out our hearts about him to others, telling others about the love of Christ. Praise God. We have left so much out when it comes to bringing a sacrifice. a praise. Oh, we can go and we can sing with someone and give the praises of God out and lift some spirit. Praise God. Don't forget this week to try to find someone that you can sacrifice and go to a call. It's the best to go to them and see them face to face. Praise God. Well, I have to stop here. My time is almost gone, but I want to bless you. And that's another, I don't ever pass someone that I don't say bless you, because God tell me to bless them. And I want them to be blessed. I want you to be blessed. May the Lord bless you and to keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace this week until we meet again. Come back here for a study in the Word next week with us at 7 p.m. right here at this same time. I want to know that, let you know that God loves you, even though if you have not done that sacrifice, do it this week. May you ever be, your barns ever be filled with plenty. May you never have no lack. I pray so in Jesus' name. God loves you. Run and tell the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what they told the women. Go tell. I want you all to go tell now. Tell of the goodness of Jesus. Make that sacrifice. Amen. Bye-bye.